quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to.
I came to parenting with everything I learned in childhood: yelling, punishing, controlling, and shaming. After trying almost every method, I found connected parenting and was totally shocked when empathy, listening, doing away with rewards and consequences, and being a safe place actually worked. It moved the behaviors of my children and it felt good, especially with my very strong-willed and highly sensitive oldest daughter. This podcast was born out of the idea of sharing the message and helping parents find more peace in a modern world. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. So glad you're here.
Welcome back to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm Michelle. And as you know, I have two teenage, if you don't know, let me just let you know. I have two teenage daughters who are 15 and 18. And we've gone through, you know, iterations of all kinds of experiences with all kinds of kids in our world, right? I've been parenting for 18 years. And so, you know, of course, I have lots of experiences. My younger daughter, we had an experience this weekend and I wanted to share it. She had a friend spend the night, and lovely little girl, love her so much. And, you know, they've been just starting to go to social events like parties and big birthday parties and that kind of thing. And, you know, usually we take her to these things. She tells us about it. We take her to these things. We pick her up. Sometimes even my ex-husband and I will sit around outside. We don't really tell them this too much, but we'll sit around like three blocks away just to make sure everything's safe. I'm talking parties where there's like, you know, a lot of kids and it can seem dangerous, but we want to give her the experience with also scaffolding her. And we want her to know that we'll take her anywhere she wants to go and we'll pick her up whenever she wants. And we try to be as easygoing about it because we want to be in the know. I don't want my kids to lie to me about where they are or what they're doing. And I want everything to be pretty much acceptable. You know, we have talks about drugs and alcohol. We have talks about sex. We all know the pitfalls of them. I mean, we've talked about it as a family. We've talked about it individually. And my kids, no, I've told them, I know you're going to try things. All of these things, you're going to try being intimate with somebody. You're going to try alcohol. You might try drugs. And I would hope that you would be able to come to me and talk to me about it. No judgment. I've tried it. Your dad has. It's part of your development. So we had this little girl spend the night, and they came home kind of, Pia came home from dance late and the little girl was already here and they're hanging out and they were ordering CPK and having a good time. And in my room, it's like 9:30, I'm washing my face, I'm getting ready for bed because I want to go to bed, right? And pretty soon I get this text that says, "Hey mom, we took an Uber to the ice cream shop." And I was like, "You took an Uber to the ice cream shop? Why didn't you just tell me you were going to the ice cream shop and I'd take you to the ice cream shop?" So I walk out in the living room, nobody's here. I text Pia. We don't really, you know, use Uber, not too much. In emergencies, yes, we've used it. Like, okay, you're going to have to Uber home because nobody can come get you on the, you know, you're over here in this place and everyone's busy, but yes, you can Uber. And, you know, I watch her and I've got her on my Uber account and blah, blah, blah. So I'm looking her up on my Uber account and we have Life 360. My kids have agreed to Life 360. They wanted Life 360. It was to keep us safe. And so I see she's at this ice cream shop. I'm like, what the heck is going on? I call her and I'm like, why didn't you just tell me? I would have driven you there. And she's like, I can't talk about it right now, mom. Code word, code word. I was like, okay, we have code words. And she was saying it. And I was like, okay, I don't know what's happening, but I'm going to go with it. And I'm not happy about it. And I said, okay, well, when are you going to be home? Well, we're going to go to our friend's house down the street. Now the story starts to thicken. We're going to go to our friend's house down the street. I said, okay, well, thank God I have Life 360. I can see where this kid is, right? And I see they're at a house down the street. It's not far from our house, a couple miles away. I'm feeling okay about it. I know where she's at, but I'm not happy about how this whole thing is unfolding. But I'm not going to chastise her, yell at her, get mad at her. That's not going to help, right? I'm going to stay calm. I'm going to stay connected to this kid while this is happening. I'm not getting in my car and driving over there. However, I wanted to. Believe me, I wanted to. And pretty soon she They come home. She and this little girl. They Uber home. I said, I'll come get you. No, no, we're Ubering with Jack and so-and-so down the street. And so we have these little friends down the street who went to middle school with us. And he has his little friends over and we're all friends. I know the parents. They're great kids. They all came home together. We live one block from them. So I saw her at night. I gave her a hug and a kiss. And I just texted her. And I said, we're going to talk about it in the morning. I love you. I was happy she was safe. Didn't seem like anything, you know, outrageous was happening. I think they wanted to go to some party. So in the midst of all this, I said, do your friend's parents know you guys are at this ice cream place by yourself and that you Ubered there? And she's like, yes, mom, she knows. They know. Okay, cool. Good to know. So in the morning after her friend left, I said, Pia, what is going on? What are you doing? This was the question, right? I'm not mad. I'm not going to be upset. I just said, what are you guys doing? What was going on last night? She's like, mom, my friend, her parents wouldn't let her go to the party. And so we went to the ice cream shop and she told her parents she was going to the ice cream shop. So I had to tell you I was going to the ice cream shop because I didn't want you to call her parents and tell her that we were at so-and-so's house. I'm like, what? Why? And she said, because I didn't want her to get in trouble. And I was like, oh, this is all making so much sense now. Pia's having to lie to me because she doesn't want her friend to get in trouble. And her friend is staying over here so she can go to the other friend's house. It was like a little party because her parents don't allow that kind of thing. And they took an Uber because they wanted to hide it from me because if the mom called, then I would have to lie or I would be telling the truth and she would get in trouble. So Pia is protecting her friend from getting in trouble so that the friend can go out, right? Because the parents don't approve. And Pia's being put in this situation where she feels like she has to lie to me. My kid doesn't really lie to me. Never really has. Neither of them have. Way back in the day. And of course, sometimes there's been an occasional like lie here and there. And it's usually because they don't want to disappoint me, which is exactly what this was happening with this little girl. She didn't want to disappoint her parents. She didn't want them to be upset. She didn't want them to say no. And this has happened with Esme too, where my kids have been drug into lying for their friends because their friends pressure them into holding up this facade for their own parents. And it's just interesting how this whole thing, you know, comes about. And it had me thinking like, this is why traditional thought process on, you know, saying you can't do this or you're not allowed to do that, or you can't be out past this time, or not having this better line of communication with your adolescents. When we don't have that, our kids put themselves in peril. Right? Because this parent didn't know where their kids were. They didn't know that they were at their friend's house. They thought they were at the ice cream shop. And who knows, it could have been worse, right? With Esme, we had a situation where it was the party and it was the drinking and it was the whole thing. And the little girl, you know, couldn't tell her parents any of it. And so her parents didn't know where she was at. And like, this has happened a few times to us now, where the other parents' ideology and pedagogy has gotten my kids kind of stuck in that. Pia, you know, and Esme both, they probably should have, you know, told me the truth and said the whole thing. But I think the peer pressure from their friends pushed them into, you know, not necessarily divulging the whole truth because their friends are terrified of getting in trouble. And the only way that they can do the things that they want to do is by lying. Before we continue, let's take a moment to thank our sponsors. Their support lets us keep bringing you the show completely free. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula, which includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. Now back to the show. And so I guess this is it. Like many people might say, well, I don't want my kids going to the party. Well, they can't go to the party. That's not appropriate for the 15-year-old. She can't be there. And I'm like, well, is that helpful? Is it helpful to just say you can't do it? Or is it more productive to say, yeah, you can do it. You can go and do almost anything you want as long as I know what's going on and that I can take you, or you're on Life 360, or we know where you're at, or we have open communication, or you're calling me, or, you know, is it a conversation about how can we keep the lines of communication open so that our kids don't feel like they have to shut us out? Because when they shut us out, that becomes very dangerous and it becomes hard. It was hard on me. I didn't know what was going on. And I don't blame these other parents. I'm sure they have their reasons, or, you know, this little girl has, who knows what the whole story is. I have no idea. I'm just looking at it from this perspective of Pia and how it affected her and how it affected, you know, this interaction. And I'm just of the mind, having adolescent kids, and actually you can use this with most kids. It's like, if it's developmentally appropriate and if it's safe-ish, right? Do we allow them to do it? And if we disallow them to do it, what are the pros and cons? What are we weighing out here? And if we're saying no, why? Why are we saying no? Is it an unfit fear? Is it because you want to go to bed? I have a friend. It's like, my kid's not going anywhere because I have to go to bed at 10. And I was like, well, that's not very realistic. You know, her son is only 12, but I was like, that's not very realistic 3 years or 4 years from now. And she's like, well, they're not going anywhere because I have to go to bed at 10 and I will not be able to sleep unless they're home. And I feel that too. I have a hard time sleeping when my kids are out and I set alarms and I'm up all night looking at Life 360. And, you know, it's hard because I want to go to bed at 9 also. But I tell people too, like, you don't sleep when they're babies and you don't sleep when they're teens. Because when they're babies, they just don't sleep. And when they're teens, actually, they only sleep during the day. They're like vampires. And so really examining what you're saying no to and why you're saying no, and where can you say yes? Can you say yes to the party? I don't know. Can you? Are they any safer if you say no? Are they actually in more danger when you say no? I don't know. Do we want our kids to lie to us? Even if it's slight, like this was very slight. And yet it could have been worse, could have been, you know, more dangerous. And thank God Pia was telling me code word. I didn't know what was going on, but she had a bigger story that she just didn't want to divulge. And she was like, and I had to trust her. And that's the other thing. Like, I trust my kids. I really do trust them. Sure. They're not perfect. They're not going to do everything right. But I do trust that, you know, for the most part, they're going to make good decisions. And that they are probably, hopefully, not going to put themselves in too much of harm's way. But, you know, kids take risks. Teens take risks. They try things. This is also developmentally appropriate. They want autonomy. Like these girls, these 15-year-old girls I'm talking about, they want autonomy. They want to be able to go where they want to go. They want to be able to pull away from us so that they can do things on their own. This is normal. We want them to learn here in our nest and be able to fall where we can catch them and not scold them and not punish them, but where we can really catch them. Like, this was a good teachable moment for Pia. It was great. And I was like, you never have to lie to me. I'm not going to be upset. And she said, well, you know, I don't want you to tell the mom. And that becomes the rub, right? Too. Like, I need to tell the mom, but where is that line? Is it appropriate for me to intervene in that way? And where is the line for the child too? If they can't talk to their parents, does that put them in this precarious spot? And in turn, put Pia and I in a precarious spot. So it's a lot to think about, but I think what it really boils down to is this idea, this simple idea. Where and when are you saying no? And you can use this when and where are you saying no for six-year-olds, right? Because sometimes we just say no, like, oh no, you can't, you know, you can't go out biking. Well, can you go out biking with somebody with you? Can you, whatever it may be, whatever we think is dangerous. Are we saying yes more than we're saying no? And are we really thinking and leaning into, is it really dangerous or can we scaffold this for them? And where can we say yes? And why are we saying no? And what is it, what's our goal here with parenting and with kids, especially, you know, we'll take it back to the teens, especially with teenagers. What are you trying to achieve? What kind of relationship do you want? And what do you want the communication to look like? And how much do you want to know about where your kid is? And do you want them pushed into this place where they're just going to lie to you because they're scared of getting in trouble or they're scared of the shame or they're scared of, you know, being chastised or they're scared of a lecture. Or they're scared of, they can be scared of a lot of things. It doesn't have to be just a punishment. It can be the lecture. It can be shame. It can be they're worried they're going to get something taken away. Who knows? You know, we've got kids in our community where one kid I know, he got his phone taken away for 2 months because he came in late from curfew. And it's like, I don't know. Is that the way we want to go? You take the phone away for 2 months because we're late from curfew? It doesn't seem logical to me. And then people would say, well, that's a logical consequence. He did this so he can't, you know, have his phone. And I'm like, well, but what does that do to the child? What does that do to their communication with their friends? What does that do to your relationship? Are they going to just be sneaky now? Like, I don't know. I don't want to go that route with my kids. I don't want that between us. If you're late from curfew, we talk about it. Why were you late? What happened? Where were you? Oh, why did you call me? Okay. I mean, like this thing with Pia, I wasn't mad. I was a little nervous, but I wasn't mad at her. And I wasn't upset that she was somewhere and didn't exactly tell me the whole plan here. I was nervous and, you know, I wanted her to come home because I needed to go to sleep and I wanted her to come home because I was scared, you know, when are you coming home? What's going on? And I was watching her the whole time on Life 360, but I wasn't mad at her. And I knew there was something going on. I just didn't know what. And we got to the bottom of it and it all made sense. So if you have teens or even if you have kids who are approaching teenagehood, this might be a good idea for you just to contemplate and think about. All right. Thank you for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I want to leave another review. I get such lovely, lovely, lovely reviews. And I said, I'm sorry. This woman said, made me a super mom. I'd been using Connected Parenting, but there were a few areas where I felt stuck. After finding this podcast and listening to a dozen different episodes, OMG, every single question I had been asking myself was answered and then some. It was easy to integrate the little tweaks and my toddler took to them instantly. I feel like a super mom now, the exact kind of parent I want my little one to have. Even better, when I started implementing the changes, I was showered with so many big smiles and I love yous out of the blue. I feel different inside and my child can feel it too. Oh my goodness, that's so sweet. I really, really appreciate it. I'm so glad you're finding so much success. And thanks for tuning into the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'd love you to leave a review if you have time anywhere you listen. Thanks for joining us and I'll see you next time.